Today at Quiet Enum is April 4th, and greetings, everyone. Today we talk to all the devotees of Lord Muruga and Sadhguru Yoga Swami at the Murugan Temple in Canada. They were having a great festival in honor of the great Guru of Sri Lanka, and we have here today Sadhaka Thundanatha to give my talk in the Tamil language for the youth of Jaffna, who is spread out all over the world now, absorbing new knowledge, having new experiences. Their prarabdha karmas, karmas of their birth, have taken them on a diaspora into many, many countries. Also, we want to give Ms. Rodriguez a new name, Gunavati. This is a very beautiful name. I'm going to spell it for you. G-U-N-A-V-A-T-I. Gunavati. Welcome into Hinduism. This is the very, very first acceptance into the Hindu religion through the internet. Welcome, Gunavati. We're very, very happy that you have found solace and contentment in the study of Dancing with Shiva, and also listening to me talk every day. Yesterday we talked about willpower. You need a very strong willpower to exist in the world these days, and this kind of willpower will bring to you many good things in life. But once you have a willpower, we must use it properly. It's one thing to have will. It's another thing totally to have love in the will. There are many strong people in the world who have a great determination. They build up their willpower in past lives, and they're very determined people, and they get things done. But unfortunately, the abuse of power, without love in the will, we can abuse the power of will and cause more karma in this life to be worked out in other lives than what one would ever think that could happen. People without much willpower cause very little karma in this life to be worked out in the next life. They just slide along through life. But as the soul advances itself, and as we get more control of our instinct, more control of our intellect, we have more possibilities of failure on the spiritual path. That's why ahimsa, non-hurtfulness, physically, mentally, and emotionally, is one of the strong cornerstones of Sanatana Dharma of Hinduism. Keeping this in mind, when we have built up a strong willpower, as we talked about yesterday, by doing a little bit of extra, walk that extra mile, climb another mountain, do more than you think you can do, and putting out that extra effort stores up what we call willpower, which looks like in the inner world a great mass of energy, a great mass of prana, and that willpower stays with you life after life and is ever growing within each and every one and helps us through the right use of the willpower. With love in the will, the spirit is free. Resentment and hatred in the willpower, the spirit is bound and held down.